In a procedural maneuver, GOP senators have blocked a vote on appointing Lewis Butler to succeed retiring Judge John Shabazz. Butler is among five Obama nominees affected by the move. Breaking the blockade will likely require Democrats to come up with 60 votes. UW-Madison political scientist Charles Franklin calls it judicial politics as usual, with a sense of deja vu. He says Democrats did their share of delaying President Bush's judicial nominees.
Republicans at that point were threatening to do away with the filibuster for judicial nominees and were demanding up or down votes on the judges. Now the shoe's on the other foot, and so now it's Republicans who are delaying these nominations and Democrats who are deciding whether to break a filibuster with the 60 votes.
One of the primary objections conservatives have raised about Butler is that he was defeated twice by the voters in campaigns for the state Supreme Court. But Marquette Law professor Peter Rofus says it's illogical to bring electoral results into a process that the writers of the Constitution designed to be insulated from the voters.
The folks who put the Constitution together concluded that the tasks that federal judges need to undertake would be performed more wisely without judges having to worry about electoral blowback.
It's not clear yet how long the GOP delaying move will last. In Butler's case, it depends how willing Democrats are to take the time to force a cloture vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.